Bruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilige Zera Shimshon. Our share is dedicated for a schus and a refuah shalema for Malka Frida Bas Rochel, Tinuk Ben Ruchama Brandel, Elishava Esther Bas Shifra Nechama, Sarah Bas Bina, Tinuk Ben Shiri Hudis. Any of the members of the IDF, Tzva Hagana Yisrael, that might be in need of a refuah shalema, and any of the hostages, Yehi Ratzon, that they are released immediately back home, safe and sound. Also, for Besura Stavos, for Sarah Edel, Bas Elisheva Miriam. Concerning the Machtzis HaShekel, we learn, Ze Yitnu, Kol HaOver Al HaPkudim, Machtzis HaShekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. This shall they give everyone who passes through the census, a half of shekel. The Talmud Yerushalmi tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty understanding this concept. Hashem took a coin made of fire from beneath the Kisei HaKavod and showed it to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Zera Shimshon notes that the Luchos HaBris were also taken from Tachas Kisei HaKavod. The Neshamas come from that place as well. Moreover, after the Neshama travels through this world for 120 years, it returns to its Shoresh Elyon under the Kisei HaKavod. Like it says, Torah Hashem Temimo Mishivas Nafesh. The Torah of Hashem is perfect. It restores the soul. When a person does what they should in this world, they follow the Torah, they do mitzvahs, then the Neshama is reconnected to its roots. The Zera Shimshon continues, there are times, though, when the Neshama may go wayward, creating obstacles that could prevent the Neshama from returning to its Shoresh. For this reason, we bring korbanos, which are brought with fire that burns the Yetzer as it burns the korban. Regarding the fire of the Mizbeach, we learn that it is Esh that consumes Esh, fire that consumes fire. This means that the fire of the Mizbeach burns and consumes the fire of the Yetzer. The korbanos that Klal Yisrael offered on the Mizbeach were brought with the Machtzis HaShekel that everyone gave to the Beis HaMikdosh. Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the image of the coin of fire to demonstrate that the Iker Tshuva, the main repentance of the korbanos, was the fact that there was fire on the Mizbeach. It is the fire that Klal Yisrael participates in every mitzvah. It is the fire that Klal Yisrael participates in the mitzvah of Machtzis HaShekel, the mitzvah of Tzedakah, and the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim. Every year, before Yom Tov, I have the great zechus to be able to collect money and put it together for the poor of the community, those that are underprivileged and don't have the money for Yom Tov. With your help, I am able to lift up the spirits, to put a smile on the face of the parents, and put a smile on the face of the children, so that they can celebrate the Yom Tov with respect and dignity. Just this week, one of our listeners to the daily program came in to be mishtatev, to contribute money to this fund. He contributed, and when he was finished, he said, "My son has been waiting outside. He wants to know if he could come in also to contribute." I told him it would be my honor. This little boy comes walking in with his bank, the bank that he has been saving money every week, the little nickels and dimes and quarters that he gets. He said, "Rebbe, I would like to give you my bank. I was actually saving up for a new bicycle, but I know that there are children who need this money a lot more than I do." Mi ka'amcho Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Who is like Klal Yisrael? If anyone would like to contribute, you can do it two ways. Either you can call 718-954-4343 which is a Zelle number, 718-954-4343, or you can send it in to 1336 East 21st Street, Brooklyn, New York. 1336 East 21st Street, Brooklyn, New York. I offer anybody that would like me to daven personally for them to please send in your name and your mother's name. In the schus of all of our mitzvahs and ma'asim toivim, I wish everyone may umke deliba, besuros tavos, yeshuos, v'nechamos, afreilich and purim.